Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. As the announcer said, I am Michael Pappas, your host. Setting goals is a foundational step of building your business. Business goals are the motivating force behind successful companies of all sizes. They keep your business moving forward. Without them, you can't get from where you are now to where you want to be. While most people know the importance of setting goals, achieving them is the hard part. Other than your business idea, having goals is an essential ingredient in your company's success. A quick Google search will yield tons of results about goal setting and what the effective methods are. There are many goal setting strategies. What they all have in common are long-term goals, short-term goals, and a roadmap of how to get there. To set a goal, you must first learn proper goal setting. It seems obvious, right? Yet, this is an area where many entrepreneurs get stuck. Without thoughtfully creating goals, you run the risk of spinning your wheels and burning out. It's better to pause and take the time to create your goals rather than rushing into it just to say you did it. The term goals is thrown around a lot these days, so much so that it can be confusing to pin down what a goal really is. Are resolutions and objectives the same as goals? Then there is the question, why do I need to set goals? Research by a psychologist and career coach at Dominion University of California shows that there's a direct correlation between setting goals and achieving success. Properly defined goals help trigger new behaviors and help you focus on what's important to you. Of course, it's not just setting goals. It's also about achieving them. Before I get into the actual process of setting goals, let's look at exactly what is a goal. A goal is something you want to achieve. It's the desired result that you or a group of people plan and commit to achieving. Put simply, a goal is a dream with a deadline. Still a bit confused? Here are some characteristics of what goals are and what they aren't. A goal is your vision for the future. Goals should be a result of a careful consideration of a personal or business vision statement and the things you want to achieve. A goal is time sensitive. The most effective goals are time bound. Goals generally have a longer time frame. They can then be broken down into smaller, short-term objectives. A goal is large in nature. Don't be afraid to set a big goal that seems like a reach. Feel free to think outside the box and dream big. You can set smaller, short-term goals to help you get there. A goal is not an objective. While goals describe what you want to achieve, objectives are the steps taken to reach the goal. For example, I want to become a confident public speaker is a goal. I will work with a coach to practice my public speaking skills by the end of this month is the objective. A goal is not a resolution. Resolutions are often temporary, giving short-term gratification as opposed to delayed gratification. While a resolution is a decision to do or not to do something, a goal is what you want to achieve. A goal is not a mission. Mission statements create a clear and focused direction to follow. It's the statement of purpose for which a company, business, or individual operates. On the other hand, a goal is a specific aim you or your team work toward. There are 7 types of goals that people can set for themselves. But this show is about setting goals for a small business. When it comes to business goals, they can be broken down into 1. Short-term goals. These are goals that can be achieved rather quickly, typically within a few days, weeks, or months. So they can be broken down further into yearly goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, and daily goals. And 2, long-term goals. These are goals that require a more extended period to accomplish, usually spanning several months or years. The other 5 goals deal with an individual. I will quickly let you know what they are, but will not be covering them in this show. They are personal goals. These are goals that relate to an individual's personal life, such as health, relationships, and hobbies. Professional goals. These are goals that relate to an individual's career, such as job performance, promotions, and skill development. Financial goals. These are goals related to an individual's finances, such as having a down payment on a house, paying off debt, or investing for retirement. Academic goals. These are goals related to an individual's education, such as obtaining a degree, improving grades, or learning a new skill. And social goals. These are goals that relate to an individual's social life, such as making new friends, improving communication skills, or attending social events. It doesn't matter if you're setting business or personal goals. It's important to identify the type of goals that align with your values and priorities. This way, they will make goal setting more effective and meaningful. Now, getting back to the goals for your small business. Exactly what is goal setting when it comes to small businesses? Goal setting is the process of identifying something you want to accomplish in your small business and the establishing of measurable and specific objectives to achieve it. Goals are your desired results that you and/or your team are committed to achieving within a specific time frame. It involves setting long-term and short-term objectives that help you stay focused on your goals, track your progress, and attain the desired result. Why is goal setting important? Goal setting is important because it provides direction and purpose for the business. When you set goals, you identify what you want to achieve and what you need to do to achieve it. It motivates you to take action in your business and gives you a sense of control over the future of your business. Goals also help you see the bigger picture and provide you with a sense of accomplishment once you've achieved them. Here are some of the main reasons why setting realistic goals for your business and your team is important. 1. It gives a sense of direction. Taking the time to think about what you want to accomplish in your business gives you a sense of purpose. For example, you want to create a 5-year plan based on what you want your business to look like in 5 years. Having this long-term plan can help you move from just dreaming to actually doing. Setting goals helps to set a clear path to where you want your team to go. It also helps to set expectations for different team members. 2. It helps to see the bigger picture. Setting goals helps you take a step back and get some perspective on what's really important to the business. Setting goals for a team helps everyone get the whole picture. Knowing the long-term goal and what a company is striving towards can help each team member perform better in their role. 3. It provides motivation. By nature, consciously setting goals gives you something to aspire to. Having a specific goal will motivate you and your team to put your best foot forward. For your team members, having a clear vision of what the team is aiming to achieve provides inspiration and motivation. Working with the team to move towards a common goal is motivating and satisfying, giving the team purpose. 4. It gives you better control of your business's future. Setting goals puts you in the driver's seat. Just by writing down goals, you are actively acknowledging what you want out of the business. It's the first step towards taking control of your business's future. Just a little about goal setting theory. What is goal setting theory? Goal setting theory is a motivational theory that explains how goals affect behavior. It suggests that specific, challenging goals leads to increased performance, persistence, and motivation. The theory states that goal setting gives individuals a clear understanding of what is expected of them, plus helps them to focus on the most important tasks. Furthermore, it indicates that individuals who set specific and challenging goals are more likely to achieve better results than those who set vague or easy goals. The theory suggests that feedback and commitment are essential elements in goal setting and achievement. So, ensuring you are not setting and going after your goals in a vacuum will help you to be more successful in achieving them. The most common method of goal setting is SMART goals. That's S-M-A-R-T. The concept of SMART goals was coined in 1981 by a consultant named George T. Doran. Since then, it has been used by countless executives and business owners to grow and transform their businesses systematically. To help you get started, Here are examples of what SMART goals look like. S stands for specific. Vague goals don't work. Be as specific as possible. A vague goal would be grow my website traffic. A specific goal would be drive traffic to attract 500 unique visitors per month. M stands for measurable. Your goals should include milestones and metrics. An example of a measurable goal would be produce 2 blog posts per week to increase web traffic at a rate of 10% per week. A stands for attainable. Make sure your goal is realistic. While it's great to shoot for the stars, seeing results is what will ultimately keep you going. Big long-term goals should involve achievable, shorter goals within them, which allows you to see quick wins, keep motivation high, and momentum going. R stands for relevant. Make sure your goal fits your overall business plan and makes sense for you to go after. For example, you've determined that your website is an issue and it needs to be rebuilt. However, when you take a look at the cost plus all of the time and resources it takes to build a website from scratch, it may not make sense for your overall business goals. Perhaps editing and optimizing your existing site would be more worthwhile. T stands for time-based. Your goal should be time-specific and deadline-oriented. Deadlines will allow you to work backwards and see how much activity is needed daily to produce a result. Alison Dundovich, CEO of Bloom Mindfulness, a blog that talks about mindfulness, meditation, and self-compassion, said, "Studies have shown the most important element of goal setting is not achieving every task exactly as you imagined it or when, but putting in the work at the beginning to determine and outline your goal. This process of envisioning the steps to get where you want to be helps you define the right path early on, so you don't waste time aimlessly wandering towards your goal. Goal setting is just the beginning. After taking the time to identify what your goals are, achieving them is a whole other game. Working to achieve your goals can feel overwhelming at times. Here are some effective goal setting tips on how to achieve your business goals to the best of your ability. 1. Write them down. Don't just daydream about your business goals. Put pen to paper and write them down. This makes your goals more tangible and makes them seem more real. Remember that research I cited earlier? It was a study by Dr. Gail Matthews of the Dominican University of California. It showed effectiveness of writing down goals. According to his research, people who write down their goals have a better chance of accomplishing more than those who did not write down their goals. You should list them in the order of the highest importance to the least. Then, choose the top 2 or 3 goals to focus on. Make sure they're achieved before moving on to the other goals on the list. 2. Make your goals visible. To keep your eye on the prize, put your written goals somewhere you'll see them, someplace like on your office wall, so that you're constantly reminded where you want to be. For teams, your group goals should be somewhere all the team members can see them. This could be a bulletin board or incorporated online into your group management software. 3. Break it down. Because business goals are often long-term and abstract by nature, make them more digestible by breaking them down. Use a goal ladder by writing down your main business goal at the top of the rung of the ladder. Work your way through the rest of the ladder steps, writing down the smaller goals you'll need to achieve in order to achieve your main goal. 4. Develop a plan. Now that you know what you're working towards, it's time to figure out how you're going to get there. Write down the individual steps you'll need to take to achieve the goals. Creating an action plan will keep you on track. As you work your way through each step of your plan, cross it off so you know how much further you have to go and feel optimistic about your progress. 5. Take action. Goals aren't going to achieve themselves. Once you've got a clear plan of how you want to achieve your business goals, it's time to get proactive. Even the smallest act makes you one step closer to your goal. 6. Keep perspective. it can be easy to become obsessed with achieving your business goals. You might reach a point where you feel you would do anything you have to in order to get closer to achieving your goal. But when reality sets in, you'll realize that the day-to-day demands of reaching your goals can be tedious and tiring. This can lead to burnout and even abandonment of your goal. Committing to your goals means sticking with it, even when it's no longer fun. It means showing up on the days you don't feel like it. It means following through even when your goal has lost its appeal. Just make sure to avoid burnout. Take breaks from your plan and look at the bigger picture. Practice kindness toward yourself and give yourself time. 7. Identify potential obstacles. Be realistic in that you're going to face challenges along the way. Recognize what these problems might be and make a note of them. Being aware of your potential obstacles will make them less intimidating if you're faced with them along your journey towards success. 8. Be accountable. Trying to accomplish a goal entirely by yourself can be lonely and overwhelming. Accountability helps you make consistent, steady progress and keeps you striving towards your goal. Keep yourself accountable by sharing your goals with your staff. If it's a group goal, have your team share their goals with another team. And 9, reflect and adjust. Maybe you haven't achieved your business goals in the time frame you wanted to. Maybe your goals are a bit too unrealistic, and that's okay. Rather than feeling defeated, take time to review your goals and see what you can change. You might need to adjust your goals or maybe just tweak your plan to achieve them. Getting started on your goals requires forethought. Remember, you want to avoid burnout and spinning your wheels on unproductive activities. Time management is necessary to make meaningful progress towards your goals. The freedom and autonomy you have as an owner and founder can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you have control over your schedule and decisions. On the other hand, you have no one to keep you on track other than yourself. The antidote to not having guidance is time management. Doing a Google search on time management could lead you down a rabbit hole. This is a hot topic that many entrepreneurs struggle with. Focus and prioritization is especially relevant today with the ever-growing amount of technological distractions. One of the most well-known time management techniques in business today is called Pareto's Principle, or the 80-20 rule. Pareto's principle states that 80% of your results come from 20% of your activities. In other words, if you had a to-do list of 10 tasks, 2 of them will be worth more than the other 8. There's reasons why people lose productivity or don't accomplish their goals. It's because they procrastinate on the most valuable items and waste time on the less productive tasks. To put the 80-20 rule into effect with your SMART goals, make a list of tasks that will help you achieve your goal. Then ask yourself, if I could only accomplish 2 things today, which ones would make the biggest impact on my goal? Those tasks then become a priority. Not only will this help you with prioritization, but it can be useful for other areas of your business. For example, many business owners realize that 80% of their business is coming from 20% of their customer base. Recognizing this allows them to double down on the 20% instead of investing time into less lucrative aspects of the business. Also, don't get distracted at work. The power of saying no cannot be underestimated. There simply are not enough hours in a day to get everything accomplished. Allowing other people to set your agenda is an awful way to remain productive. Saying no to irrelevant tasks that distract from the important priorities in an agenda is the only way to be truly productive. Once you've set your goals, how will you know you're on the right track? Right after you set your goals, decide how you'll measure them. Do not begin to work towards your goal without a tracking technique. You want to be sure your output is productive and moving the needle. You cannot be sure of your progress without tracking. You'll also want this information so that you can repeat your success in the future. Reaching your goals is an incremental process. It isn't enough to set a goal and then regroup once it's been achieved. To make sure you're headed towards your goal, you must create key performance indicators, or KPIs. KPIs are benchmarks that guide you along. They also enable you to experience little wins on your way to the ultimate goal. To create KPIs, determine your goal, and then reverse engineer the steps it will require. To give an example, let's say your goal is to produce $25,000 in revenue per month. You might determine that you need to meet with 10 customers per week to achieve the monthly revenue goal. To get 10 meetings, you'll need to cold call or email 65 customers per week to get 10 customer meetings. Your KPI will look like this. Goal, $300,000 per year. Monthly revenue, $25,000. Weekly customer meetings, 10. Number of cold calls, 13. By looking at the end goal and working backward, you can determine the KPIs you need to achieve it. KPIs will show you where you are in relation to your goal, but they'll also motivate you. Science has proven that we feel accomplished when we experience quick wins or check off small goals on our way to bigger ones. When we're just starting, our goals may seem vast and overwhelming. That's why it's more important to focus on incremental KPIs than the end goal. Does all of what I just said sound familiar? It should be. It's a more detailed explanation of tip number 3, break it down. I mentioned in tip number 8 that you need accountability. To achieve your business goals, accountability is essential. That's why it's so important to involve others in your goal-setting process. Whether you post your goals publicly on social media or share them with your team, you must let someone else know what you're working on. If it's not your style to publicly proclaim your goals, an accountability partner allows you to have skin in the game without feeling exposed. The point of letting others know what your goal is to feel as though something is on the line. If you keep your goals to yourself, it's easy to let yourself off the hook. When someone else knows about your goals, you'll feel obligated to follow through and avoid looking bad. There's nothing worse than someone asking you about your progress and having to explain that you didn't put in the work. Every business has different goals, but all goals must have a framework. Loosely made goals without structure have the lowest probability of being achieved. Before haphazardly throwing out goals you think will move the needle, pause and think through your strategy. Your goals must be adequately set, committed to, and measured. Time management techniques and outside accountability will assist you along the way. More importantly, make sure your goals are true to yourself and your business. Your business goals don't have to be the same as others. Ultimately, you'll find more success going after goals that truly motivate you. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast Chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.